This is GQDN for March 1st, this Wednesday, 2023. Ooh, March 1st. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest. Patreon.com/groupquest. That's all by you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Final Fantasy 16 news, Cyberpunk 2077, some Xbox news, and some PlayStation news. But today, we start with Destructoid.com, and it says that 200 Apex Legends testers have been laid off. In fact, that top marks 420 on Twitter say, quote, "The bull blank made up a reason EA is telling folks on Zoom that QA doesn't currently reflect their demographics, which is a completely insane thing to tell staff from a majority black city that likely has more black workers than anywhere else in the entire corporation." And that was replying to Moon at Moonberry Gaming. "I got the tail end of the morning, but wanted a QA team that better reflects their customer demographics. BS." So what EA told Kotaku said in response was, quote, "As part of our ongoing global strategy, we are expanding the distribution of our Apex Legends testing team and ending testing execution that's been concentrated in Boston, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana." Baton Rouge, my bad. "Impacting services provided by our third-party provider. Our global team, inclusive of remote playtesters across the U.S., enables us to increase the hours per week we're able to test and optimize the game, reflects a commitment to understand, better serve growing community around the world. Testing games are an integral part of delivering the best experiences for our players." Now we go to Eurogamer.net, and they said that Activision Blizzard laid off some people there as well. In fact, there was two QA workers, and this is where the Communication Workers of America have filed charges against Activision in this story. So basically, this is a reaction to the workers reporting back to Activision Blizzard. And these two, and it's according to the CWA report, quote, "expressed their outrage using strong language in response. Management set up disciplinary meetings where both workers were fired." Further quote, "The use of outbursts and strong language in the context of concerted activity by employers was protected by the National Labor Relations Board. And in the last administration, did quote, systematically rolled back workers' rights, including modifying the standard for determining whether employees have been lawfully disciplined or discharged after making offensive statements, which ultimately limits free speech rights for for employees." Now, Activision did talk with Eurogamer and provided a statement. And this statement reads as, quote, "The company is focused on building a culture of inclusiveness. We have a workplace code of conduct policy that has been consistently shared with employees, and when that policy is clearly violated, we take the appropriate disciplinary action. Using abusive, harassing, or threatening language toward colleagues is unacceptable, and we are disappointed that the CWA is advocating for this type of behavior." More to come. Indeed. Now, let's get on with some good stuff. We got the bad stuff out of the way, I do believe. So let's go to GameSpot.com, and they said that Xbox is focusing in on June for their showcase, but maybe fans can expect some announcements sooner than that. In fact, Phil Spencer did all the talking on this, and he was talking on Xbox On. He said, quote, "We're mostly focused on June. We start so early, like in December, what we are going to show. A lot of our focus right now is on the showcase in June. But there is some news that is coming out before then. Well, that's end quote. But it'd be like a GoldenEye announcement and maybe some other things that could come up. Phil Spencer said further, quote, there will be things and games available on different services. Obviously, the Game Pass portfolio continues to grow. But most of our focus as a team really on getting ready for the showcase in June. The showcase is scheduled for June 13th through the 16th. Oh, I'm sorry. It is. The Xbox showcase is taking place in Los Angeles, but the E3 showcase is June 13th to 16th. Now, there should be a date available soon, including one for the game called Starfield. But a part of those things is Xbox is revealing that The Mandalorian may be showing up on your Xbox cases. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and yeah, I said that, okay? And it's going to be made available via a sweepstakes, and you can get both consoles, which would include The Mandalorian on one and Yoda on the other. And that would also include a green Yoda controller and the replica of Grogu's sweater. Very, very interesting indeed. Oh, and to end up this Xbox news, if you don't have one and want one, and let's say you have Verizon, well, GameSpot.com has good news for you, because you can get an Xbox Series S at Verizon at $150 off. Or no, for $150. I'm sorry, not $150 off. No, it's for $150. Or maybe it's, whatever, it's on sale. So if you want it, go get it. You'll have to check Verizon.com for any availability. Now we go back to GameSpot, because LeBron James, LA Laker guy, well, he redesigned the PlayStation controller and console, limited edition. And no pricing was announced, but he basically redesigned a lot of that. Basically, on the controller pad, he says that nothing is given, everything is earned. And that also shows up on the console itself. I wonder if he signed it. Anyway, that's coming. That's coming. Now, oh, wait, we got some bad news. I'm sorry, because GameSpot also said that The Wolf Among Us 2 has been delayed and won't show up in 2023. In fact, they had a talk there with IGN about this, and the CEO, Jimmy Ottoli, did tell them, quote, making games is difficult, and they need time to be right, and it doesn't do any of us any good to ship something that is not ready. If we put this game out and it's not ready, we're going to get torn to shreds. The expectations are pretty high, and we want time to meet those, and we want to be proud of it and know that, hey, this is the best game we could have made. Let the world say what they will once it's done. But at least we know that in these times, in these conditions, this is the best game that we could make. So, is there any idea when that's going to come out? Well, not really. But it is on the docket for 2024, as what IGN says. Now, let's go back to Destructoid, because Cyberpunk 2077 is going to Steam Deck. In fact, so verified by Twitter at Cyberpunk Game. And they said, quote, can't get enough of Night City? Wish you could take it with you wherever you go? Well, now you can, because Cyberpunk 2077 has been verified for Steam Deck compatibility. If you already have a copy of the game in your Steam library, then it's ready to run on your Steam Deck. One last thing. SVG did say that, well, we know that Final Fantasy 16 is coming out, but when's the demo? Well, I did see some gameplay of this. And yes, it looks really good. Boss fight. Oh boy, that's going to be difficult for me. I'm afraid. But, yeah. The producer of Naoki Yoshida did say that the game comes out on June 22nd, and the demo will release somewhere around the second week of June. Here we go. June's going to be a busy, busy, busy month. Oh, I'm sorry. May? Diablo. Going to be a busy, busy type of year this year. And well, you know we're busy too. With all these releases, we all talk about them here at GQDN. All part of the Group Quest podcast feed. And all part of the Dawnforge team. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow with more gaming news, both good and bad. So go play some games, people. Oh, by the way, after on my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/JoeSpace, after Marvel's Midnight Suns replay, or replay through, I should say, it'll be back to Octopath Traveler 2. So thanks for your votes. At Joe Brums on Twitter. Hogwarts will be after that. Hate me if you want. I don't care.